All right, honey, I'm going to add this message to another message. Make it very short. And this is a good example. Where are you spending time? Look at that. There's two valuable words there. Let me repeat it so you can catch it. And this can double it down where I'm going with this. Where are you spending time? Spending time. Where are you spending time? Now, if you don't have no money, you're not catching no good breaks and stuff. I'm not gonna say his name. I believe not saying her name, you're gonna get the blessing because you're gonna get all in the spirit or something to that nature. It's weird. But anywho, I watched this guy, he does market open, he's very not famous, but big. He makes millions of dollars, and he gets good insight. He's a very nice, great guy. No wonder I watch him all the time, you see. And no wonder they're big. No wonder they're big. They're doing great value. But my ass is not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm spending time with him, you see. I wake up and I want to see the market open with this guy. It's not about the market open. I don't care for the stocks per se. I put in a little bit of what I can. And stay tuned for that powerful message. I received in my spirit two things. And I'm going to do the latter one, I received two things. Do what you can with what you got. Do what you can. Just do what you can. Do you get it? Do what you can. But that was for me. And also, you want these things, but you kind of got to work at it. And I won't do that message until I do that. Okay? Don't do that message, Aaron, until you do that. Okay? I got to do that. I got to, you know, you're wondering why things are moving forward. Are you waiting on the Lord? I think the Lord is waiting on you because you kind of got to do your job. You got to work at it. You see what I'm saying? So it's something there. It was much more powerful when I received it this morning. But anywho, where are you? This is powerful. Let me continue with my example. So I was spending time with him. And after I took a shower, I was like, you motherfucker. And I was mad. And this is good. Before I got mad, I'll give you the thought of what made me mad. Before I got mad, I was like, I spent a lot of time with him. He's a nice guy, but he's already rich. He already got the paper. He gets freaking over 10,000 views every time he posts a video. Period. He got the blessing. He's already rich. And abundant in all his glory, as the Bible scripture says. And I need God. You see, I'm not paying attention to what I got going on. Nobody paying attention to me. And I need, it's a lot of ideas that's in me. That's his ideas are out. He's doing his purpose. I haven't caught a break yet. You see what I'm saying? So guess what? I was sitting there and I was like, I need to stop watching. I'm not into the stocks. I'm not that good in it. It's kind of boring. He makes it fun. That's another thing that makes this guy so great. He has a humor. He makes it fun. They bring like an excitement, but stocks and shit is not fun. You know, I'm sorry, but I watch him because he makes it fun. He's a fun guy. But anyway, I was watching him and I said, I have to stop watching you. And then after I got out of the shower, this is powerful. This is good. This is good. This is a good example. So he was giving out $70,000, $70,000. You see, $70,000. I think that was extra money. People, he got a campaign. People been giving him millions of dollars. His YouTube probably get millions of dollars. Then his stocks and stuff. He's a multimillionaire. Let me tell you, honey, he almost a billionaire. Almost a billionaire. I seen his financials when he put on video when he went to court to purchase this $900,000 home. And he did it like in one breath. I got the money. I transferred the money. Are you guys ready? And you seen his financials. He got millions of dollars. Millions of dollars, and I nearly hit the flow. I didn't see so many zeros. Okay, the enemy is trying to drive me away. Let me stay on point. When I got a shot, I remember I gave him, when he was giving away the 70 grand. Let's stick to the point. He was giving away the 70 grand to people in need. Okay, now he have a members only. He get money from that too. Okay, I couldn't get in. I was like, I didn't get approved for something. That's what Spirit told me to type. I didn't get approved for something. Okay. And, you know, my family is in need. They're cutting this. But I just said I wasn't approved for this big program that he knows about. And my business is suffering. Okay. So, but he did release the video on YouTube. So I was able to say that in the comments. And I've put out my Cash App, which is capital A, capital F, Live, LIVE. If you want to donate to the Cash App, please, because I have so many great things I want to do for the world, for you guys, and stuff like that. And that's what I basically laid there. I wasn't approved for a big program that I felt like I deserved. And another sentence to rein it in. And I was the only one that left their Cash App. So other people could give in and stuff like that. And I left that for him because he had $70,000 blessing. And I spent a lot of time with him. Market open. I watch his market open. And then I sleep, but I listen to it in replay. Then I watch his market close. That's 2 hours I spend with him. And then you know what I mean? And by the time I'm done with that, watching him, it felt like I spent my whole day with, it's like, it's weird. I spend my whole day with his spirit. You see what I'm saying? With his energy. It's like he's there. I spend my time with him, even though it's over the internet. That's another powerful message. You know, if you don't have no friends, find you some online people you follow that you look up to, that inspire you, that is doing the great things you're doing, and that is your friend. That is your family member. That is you're spiritually connected. I've spent time with him. It's like he's here. You see. But anywho, that's another message coming soon. I'm gonna write that down. You see how this message just keep flowing in? That's so cool. But anywho, so let me go back to what I was saying. So I left them that message. And I said, Lord God, I do need them coins. I do need them coins. Because when you don't have money, you can't move forward in some things. Let me repeat. When you don't have no money, you can't move forward in some things. But let me give you this, that thought there. You can be creative. You can use what you have and do what you can. I believe that morning download is powerful. Be creative and do what you can. Use and do the best you can with what you got. Use and do, that's for somebody. You may not have the money, you can't go through the door. But make a door. Go through the window. Use what you can with what you got. You got something. Let me give you this example while we're there. Because that could be another message. It's going to be real powerful, but let me rein that in so it can be powerful. I was in the Micro Center. Oh my God, you think TVs are saturated? You think cars are saturated? You think, I was so surprised when I went to the Micro Center to go get my free headphones. Microphones are saturated. So I was looking at this, inspired me, this programming, I'm not going to go into detail, on Netflix, and his audio was great. And I was like, well, I got a microphone on the camera, but you can hear the background, and it's I want to hear my deepness of my voice. And then also got the Focusrite microphone. It's good, but it's kind of a little teeny, but it's great for the cost, you see. But I wanted I want a microphone that does good with the deepness of my voice. It has depth, you see what I'm saying? So I went in there, and when I seen it was thousands of microphones, they had two lanes, what you call those shelves of microphones. And what I received is, there ain't any use what you have. I don't need none. And then they were pricey. No name brand. $99. You see, use what you have. I would have been wasting a lot of money. I think Spirit took me there to show me, use what you have. Because if you bought into not doing what you need to be doing and bought that, you'd be wasting money. I don't know how to describe it, but I received it in the Spirit. I think Spirit called me over there with those free headphones to show me that. And I'm going to come out with a message about what I experienced there. Hopefully the words come together. But anyways, let me get to this message here. So he had $70,000. I left him that empathetic, you know, message. I need the money and everything. And then that was in front of a lot of people too. Because, you know, he gets 10,000 views plus a video. And this is good. I'm looking at my YouTube here. Nobody hit a like button. I mean, golly, your people rude. And this is good. These people got money. Anyways, I checked my Cash App that following morning. He said he gave it away. So, of course, he gave away the 70 grand. So, of course, I checked my Cash App. Let me get up for this because we got to preach. And ooh, this is good. Let me go down in order because the enemy has got me all over the place on this message. I checked my Cash App, and it was 0.008 cents. I'm going to say 0.08 cents. 8 cents. Okay, that was just basically the interest on some dividend. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I have stocks in Cash App, too. 8 cents, y'all. The man didn't give me a penny. The man gave me nothing. Did he even see my comments? Did he even know I was there? You see. He could have probably didn't see my comment. You see. He probably gave it to the member. He was probably looking at his members only site page. But this is good. Where I invested my time and my energy, you know, where I invested in, it gave me shit. Let's repeat and say it slowly. Where I invested in gave me shit. You see. He gives you knowledge. And sometimes I move off that knowledge, and I barely gotten anything for that either. I didn't get nothing for that. You see, I'm sitting here with 8 cents in the Cash App with some stocks in it. You see. So, where are you spending time? My point is, are you getting anything from it? Are you getting value? Are you getting, you know, I was getting love and not love. I mean, he don't know my name. It just taught me the lesson, you know. I said, I need to stop watching you because you're not giving me anything. I'm wasting my time with you. I receive when it's probably not even his fault, but you get the point. You get the point. He has 70 grand, and I spent a lot of time with him. As you see, I described in the beginning of this podcast, and I didn't get a penny from him. I didn't get none of that energy. These celebrities, my dreamers, you're spending your time. That's why I don't feel like doing my entertainment news and stuff sometimes. It's because I'm spending my time with these celebrities who don't even know my name. All in their business. but nobody cares for my business. You see what I'm saying? It's backwards. You see, it's backwards. You got to care for yourselves. Spend time where it pays you. It gives back. It gives back. You know, it makes helps you something sore. I spent my time with this guy. Maybe he's a white guy. He's a white guy. Maybe he's seen my comment and he's seen a black person and he said no. He read comments. I was looking at the YouTube. He gets very in his emotionals and his feelings. And apparently he does read comments, spirit. I'm not just talking to you, my dreamers. Let me go above you. Spirit, he spends a lot of time reading comments. He seen my comment and gave me $0. So, I'm not spending any more time with him because he gave me nothing for the time I spent with him. You see. And you, that's fine. So you can spend time on what gives you value. You can pay attention to your family, your business, what you got going on. Stop idolizing people. Is Beyonce paying your bills? Is Jay-Z paying your bills? Is Mark Cuban paying your bills? I bet they on your computer screen asking you to buy their 10x book. To spend your money. But they rich. To spend your time listening to them. And they already rich. In the meantime, I bet nobody even knows your name. I think you need to reevaluate where you're spending your time. Are they giving back to you specifically? If not, you need to spend your time where you get your value from. I like what Lisa Wu says. If it doesn't make any money, I don't do it. If it's not making no money, I ain't going to be around it. If I'm not getting anything of value. I remember I did a message. It doesn't make you feel good. You know what I mean? And he was making me feel good. So I see why I was spending time there. And he gives drop knowledge. And sometimes I move off of it. And then I don't get shit for it. And maybe they're giving knowledgeable. Because I was looking at somebody. Diddy is a good example. When Ray J said, you can just be with him for free. And just. That's a person you can get value from with knowledge. Just the knowledge can help you make more better moves in your lives. When you know what to do, it's wisdom. When you know better, you do better. So sometimes you get wisdom from somebody. Truly powerful. But with him, I'm going to say with him, you know what, spirit? Don't give me the desire to go see him again. Because he had an opportunity to give to me where I was spending time. And he gave me zero. But this is, I learned something. I got a lesson learned. And I'm giving it. I'm fixing to stop watching his ass. Because he didn't give me nothing. You see. Are they giving you tips, tricks, the game? Are they giving you something? You see. I'm gonna continue looking at his 3 to 5 minute videos, but I ain't gonna spend too much time with him because he had an opportunity to give back and he didn't. You see, I'd sell $10. I'd sell $50, and I'd be like, oh, he appreciates me. He appreciates my comment, but I feel like he glanced over my comment like I was nothing, and I gave you all this time. He does market open. That's 2 hours, 3 hours sometimes. And then he does market close. I'm so excited. The 2 to 3 hours I spend with him too. That's 6 hours I spent with your ass. But when it's your time to give back, you gave me nothing. My dreamers, where are you spending your time? Where are you spending your time? Is this person giving back to you where you are giving to them? You see, You see what I'm saying? You give into their campaign. You give into them. You giving them your energy. I always say, I give you my presence. You know, I'm there. You see, you're there for them. You're there for them. Are they there for you? Are they there for you? Are they there for you? Are they giving you something? Are you getting what you... This is good. He do give out something. But are they giving you what you need? Are they giving you what you need? If not, I suggest you spend time elsewhere where you get your value. Maybe he was giving out value and now I'm upgraded. And I'm like, I deserve more than that. Maybe I have increased. Maybe I'm a bigger person now. Then I'm like, okay, I can't be spending time with you anymore because you're not giving me what I need now. Maybe I have improved and be like, okay, now I need the coin for my business. I done gave you my time. You, this is good. It's not about the money. What I'm saying with this message, I gave him energy and I gave him my time. My time is valuable. My dreamers, your energy is valuable. Where are you spending your time? I was spending 6 hours with him at the most. And when he was giving away money, I didn't get not a piece of that money. I spent a lot of time with him. And when he got the opportunity to give away money, I didn't get not a piece of that money. Maybe he wasn't giving away to black people. Okay. You know, maybe because I'm black. But that's I don't believe in that. Look at that. I don't believe in that. Okay. Because he don't know me. And I don't. Maybe I'm not in his members only club or something. Maybe I'm not his Patreon people or something. I don't know. But the point is, I've received it. And I spent a lot of time there. Spending is valuable. My time is valuable. And I didn't get nothing out of it when he had the blessing and were able to give back. I didn't get nothing back. I didn't get nothing for the time. So, this day forward, I'm going to be taking my time back. Ooh, I like where I'm going. Let's take it there. I'm taking my power back. I'm taking my power back. Your energy, your time, your money is your power. Take your power back, my dreamers. And they need to not glance over your message. They need not to be glancing over who you are. You are great. You are special. Take your time back and put it in to what you got going on. Your business. Your people. Your family. What you want to do. Stop giving to them. That's why they glanced over you. They don't see you because they see you as small compared to them. So stop looking up to them. Stop looking up to them. They don't even see you down there. And they think you're small. That they glance right on over you. Okay. Take your time back. Take your energy back. Take your power back. Make yourself bigger. So you can do it for yourself. You won't have to ask them. And they just glance right on over you. Where are you spending your time? Where are you spending your time? This is a great lesson. I'm going to take this lesson, honey. I won't be looking at his ass again. Nice guy. He gives some value. But honey, when he had the opportunity, he had $70,000. And I didn't get a piece of that. And I was like, I done gave you a lot of my time. I done gave you a lot of my energy. I think I gave him some money too. And you didn't give me nothing when it was your time to give back. Who did you receive it? So I'm withdrawing my time. I'm withdrawing my energy. Okay? He don't get no more of that. I'm not waking up to see his market open no more. I'm not going to see his market close again. Never again. I'm not spending no more time there. I'm going to see his 3 to 5 minute videos. That's nothing to me. You know what I mean? He gives value. And he gives a lot of value and stuff like that. But spending a lot of time there, nope, you don't get that no more. He gets none of that. Because where I was spending my time, I ain't get shit for it. I'm looking at 0.08 cents. And he didn't give me not a penny. Okay, when he had the money, 70 grand. At least give me $50. And he reads his comments. So what that says to me, little guy, he just passed over my comment. F my comment. So you passed over me. I ain't paying no more attention to you. No more attention to you. I am the child of the Most High. So he gave me this message. I believe he gave me this message. Look where you're spending your time. And look what he did to you. Look what he did for you. Absolutely nothing. Gave you shit. He just walked past you. It's as if they walked past you. But you, it's like this. Your idol. I love you. I love you. I bought all your albums. You see, I love you. You see what I'm saying? And you're in the room with them. And they don't even acknowledge you. They don't even see you. I bet you're going to be emotional. You're going to cry. But look, I gave you so much. But they're like, I don't even know you. You see what I'm saying? You done wasted your time. My dream is, I don't want you to waste your time. Stop wasting your time. Ask yourself, where are you spending your time? Are you getting value? Period. Are you getting value? When I noticed when I spent a lot of, when he gave me nothing, I was like, damn, I gave you a lot of my time. Period. I gave him a lot of time. I just don't know how much time I gave him. He gave me nothing. Okay? So that is this message. I won't be watching. It's a lesson learned. You can take this advice and do it too. When they gave you nothing, okay, don't stop watching them. This is good. I'm about to do a whole message. They're already rich. In other words, they're doing their purpose already. Why are you inflating them? You see, where you need to be inflated. You need a lot of God in your life. That's why they look down on you or don't even see you and walking past you, walking over you. You see, because you're looking up to them. I was looking up to him, and he didn't even see me. Just walked past my damn message. You see, so guess what? I'm going to leave this motherfucker alone. I don't see you either. Fuck you. Okay? And you try to build yourself, build your brand, you see, with that time. Okay, because I don't know why they did that. Build yourself with that time. I can't be watching him anymore. Because I spent my time there and didn't get no value. Okay? I'm just get up and instead of market open and market close with his ass, I'm just going to do my purpose. Period. Hope you received it. Peace. All right, you guys, where you spent the time was really good. And I actually did that message. You know what I mean? I seen the guy and I was like, you ain't getting no more of my damn time. And I'm just, this is good. Before I did this message, I said, let me do the message. And I was like, I just received, you better get on this while before you forget it. Cause sometimes I forget it. You know what I mean? And the words came to me of this message. So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and do it. So, you know, I feel as though I don't get what I deserve, but at the same time, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not consistent. How many dreamers are in my boat? How many of you is on my boat? And that's a song that I'm going to come out with called You. Oh, it's going to be a good song. But anywho, and then I'm going the direction of Hines, this guy named Hines. If you don't know him, I'm going to be just like him a little bit. Okay. Anyway, I need to write that down. But anywho, I can't go left. I received something, and it was powerful, and I said, let me do the message before I speak on it. But I don't want to lose it, because Spirit gave me what the message is. Spirit gave me the name. So let me go ahead and be direct and just go ahead and do the message, which is, you know, you got to show Spirit. You got to show God you are deserving. You are deserving of the blessing. I remember the you know, I about to do a message. Jesus did it for me before. And all vibration of Jesus did it for me before. I remember it was like I had to do the faith. I had to show that I deserve what I'm asking for. And he'll do it unexpectedly with a miracle and out of nowhere. You see. I'm going to be honest, people didn't do it for me before. God did it for me. God did it for me. So you, even if you do what he says, do what he says, and people going to wonder, why are you so blessed? Or this is good. You don't have to wonder because people don't know. I just got blessed because I did action with out getting anything, people knowing anything. I moved on the Lord. And what I received is something much more stronger than that. And it's like, I'm going to just say the words. Work at it. Work at it. What do you want? And you need to show Spirit, show God, show people you deserve what you feel in your heart you deserve. You got to work at it. Do the work. Put in the work. Nothing will work unless you do. You see. You got to do your part. You see. You got to do your part. You got to work at it. This is really tough. Because sometimes I work at things. And this is good. He done did it before. And it's like you've forgotten what he done did before. You just on here and you be like, well, I'm not getting what I'm supposed to be getting. But I'm not doing, sometimes I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You see, I was just watching this man, the last message, and I invested a lot of time in this man. And this man here, when he was the opportunity to give back, he didn't give me shit. So I was like, you know, that could have been time I could have been using to work at it. You see. Work at it. Work at it. What do you want? What is the it? What is the it factor? What is the thing you're working for? What do you want God to do? This is good. Let me slow that down. What do you want God to do? You need to show him you deserve him. You need to show not just him. You need to show Spirit. You need to show people. You need to show the world you deserve it. My dreamer, show the world you deserve it by working at it with all the works you're doing. Even if nobody sees, nobody is interested. You know, you need to move in silence. Not even move in silence, but you need, I'm doing, this is good. I did work and I'm just like, okay, these people are not going to be checking for me. They're not going to give me what I need and I need to watch those words, but I still did the work. I show Spirit that I deserve your blessing. They did it for me before. So this is easy to do. You see, I'm there for the people, but I'm not going to go down that stream of thought either. I have to watch my words. I'm catching myself. But I'm just going to be simple with it. I did the work. I did the work today. That's why I can do this message. It's like you can come to Spirit with your hands full. You come into the table with something. I did the work. It's your turn. I love this. I remember I've been saying that here lately. Okay. I made the call. I did my job. I did my work. It's his turn. It's so powerful to say, Lord God, I did what I was supposed to do. It's your turn. I did the work. It's your turn. I did the work. I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I was called to do. It's your turn. Get them check marks off. You do the work. You work at it. You work at it. What do you want? And work at it. Get your job done. Okay? Do your faith. Then you look up. Then it's so much powerful to pray, Lord, I done did what I every day I'm supposed to do. Where you at? I think that's okay. It's your turn. And I think I remember this message. Sometimes you get more downloads for other more you got to do. But it's so empowering. It's just so empowering to say, I deserve this because I worked at it. I worked hard for it. I put in the work. That's why you feel like you deserve what you deserve from the world, because you put in the work. You did your due diligence. You worked at it. It's so empowering to come to God and be like, I done did all that. It's your turn. Can you give me a blessing? Can you give me a miracle? This is good. It's like, this is good. You put in a lot with your asking. It's not enough to just ask. You haven't done nothing. You haven't put in anything in your asking. You see, a lot of people are asking, but they haven't put in nothing. They didn't put in no work. You're asking for something. You didn't put in no work. You didn't put in no energy. You didn't put no time in it. And you're wondering why you don't see nothing in it. So I declare to you, work at it. Put in some work. And then when you come up and you're looking up to God, you be like, I done this, I done that, I done this, I done this, I done that, I put in this, I gave here, I gave there, I done did this. Oh, this is good. He done seen what you all done did. So all you need to do is to say, look, God, you see what all I done did. Cause he done sees. I'm about to do that message. God sees. God knows. So it's much more empowering to come to spirit with a lot on the table. Your hands full. I done did a lot. And let me tell you this. That's why you feel deserving. Let me tell you this. That you don't know. You will do a lot. You will do a lot. That's why you get the blessing, about to get the blessing. Okay? So work at it. Work at it. So you come to spirit with your hands full. You feel deserving. You feel deserving. I said, let me not do this message without I completed something. I was like, let me finish this. You see, let me do this work. Let me put in. You're wondering, and I'll tell you this step here. Now I understand why I'm not getting much in that area. It's because I haven't put in much. I got to put in the work in that area. Those people are blessed because they put in. They worked at it. You know, little does she tell you she always get a boyfriend. And I'm saying, so great. I always get a boyfriend. Her ass go to the club probably every night. Looking good. Flirting. You know, every night she can't go to bed by herself. She crying. I need somebody. That's why she always get a boyfriend. You didn't see the tears she done cried. You don't see all the work she put in. I gotta look good. I gotta get this dress, these shoes. I gotta make sure my hair's looking good. My nails looking good. You don't see the work she put in. This businessman, he don't go to sleep. He has 10 glasses of coffee. He's Starbucks number one fan. Okay, he has the whole team behind him. He don't sleep. He work. His relationship and his children suffer. He's always at work. But he got a successful business. You don't see what he has to deny and the pain and the hardships. And you don't see all the work he put in to get the blessing, you see. All the work. That idol, you probably be like, well, damn, I know they worked this hard. They put in to get the blessing, you see. They're just showing you the highlight reel. They're not showing you the behind the scenes. And behind the scenes, let me tell you, they working their ass off. There's a sexy dude that I follow on Instagram. He's so fine, my crush. He showed you, gave you a glimpse, because all you see is the beautiful pictures of him. The travels and his businesses and his music and all the highlight, the oohs and ahs. He showed you a glimpse of behind the scenes, and he's doing weights, sweat, putting in the work to get that beautiful, gorgeous blessing of a body. He is blessed with that body and them good looks. But he put in the work for it. He showed the work he put in. They worked hard for that. That's why they got it. They put in. That's why they got the blessing. You see. Extraordinary people doing extraordinary things every day. Let's repeat that. Extraordinary people doing extraordinary things every day. Gary Vaynerchuk, he got video cameras following him all the time. You see what I'm saying? Doing pictures, and he on social. Ooh, you just see the go listen to him, honey. Tell you all the things. I'm like, what, damn? All the things he be doing a day. I'm like, what, damn? No wonder he big. No wonder he's successful. He doing all of these things. Made me feel like, what, damn? So you got to work at it. And remember these words. You got to work at it. You see, come to him with full hands. I've done this. I've done that. Like, honey, it's your turn. Okay. Be exhausted. And you need to look up. Then look up. Be exhausted. Then look up. You done did so much work. Got so many checklists. You done did everything you could do. Exhaust yourself. And then look up. Then it's his turn. Okay. Work at it. And then. Work at it. Put in the work. And then ask. Then look up to him. Put in the work. We got it backwards. We want the blessing. And then we want to put it. Then you put it. You, if you get the blessing, you're not going to want to put in the work. There was a message I did that was super powerful. He said, if I win a lotto, no more YouTube. If I won a lotto, there'll be no more YouTube. That's his direct quote. I did a whole message about that. That was a really powerful message. And I think that's what I named it. If that was if he won the lotto, there'd be no, he meant every word he said, and I believed it. If he won the lotto, there'd be no more YouTube. Meaning he won't have to do no more work. I believe a lot of you people won a lotto. You wouldn't do your purpose. You wouldn't do your passion. That's why your ass ain't winning a lotto. You'd be like, well, I don't have to do that no more. It's backwards. We want our blessing first and then we're gonna do it. No, you gotta work at it. And then you get your blessing for it. Put in the work. And then you're gonna look up to him and be like, okay, now it's your turn. I'm ready for my blessing. It's something to that nature. But my point being, work at it. Put in the work. Put in the work. Put in the time. Put in the energy. Put in the money into your dream. Put it in. All right, honey. Anywho, I think my food ready. I'll talk to y'all later. Work at it first. Put in the work. Put in. Then look up. Peace.